Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Here, Gardaí will be able to require a protester to remove a face covering if they suspect it's being worn to conceal their identity or intimidate others. That measure is in new legislation. It's being brought to Cabinet this morning by the Justice Minister, Jim O'Callaghan. It will also allow Gardaí to remove or seize the face covering without a warrant if any person refuses to abide by an instruction. Let's get more on this now from Harry McGee, who's political correspondent with the Irish Times. Good morning, Harry.
Hi, Claire.
So talk us through this planned legislation then.
Yeah, it was first mooted last August by then Minister for Justice Helen McEntee, and it's essentially very close to legislation that's currently going through Parliament in Westminster, the UK Crime and Policing Bill, and that makes it a criminal offence for a person to conceal their ID. It's a way really for the Garda authorities to deal with people who use, who cover their faces or conceal their identity at protests or perhaps at gatherings or perhaps in relation to street criminality. So the legislation that's been brought to Cabinet by Jim O'Callaghan, the Minister for Justice today, will ban face covering, and if a Garda suspects it's used for criminal intention or it's going to conceal the identity of a person or it's been used to intimidate others at a protest or other gathering, the Garda will, as you said, have power to remove the covering without seeking a warrant. And if a suspect refuses to cooperate, they may be arrested. So it's a considerable piece of legislation. It's going to be controversial. Already the Irish Council for Civil Liberties have said that it's just another example following a spate of recent draft legislation on facial recognition technology and body-worn cameras to essentially loosen the kind of personal liberties that people have in democracy. So there will be a debate about it, I'm sure, in Doyle and elsewhere. But as of now, this piece of legislation seems like it is going ahead.
OK, now we have the Global Irish Summit happening as well this morning. And this is in the context of Donald Trump's attempts to reframe the global political and trade environment. Is this seen as an important moment, this Global Irish Summit? What are we expecting to emerge, Harry?
Yeah, it's held every year and it's become a very big set piece event just after the May bank holiday weekend. And it's really about Ireland's engagement with the wider world. And you have every senior diplomat, Irish diplomat, really comes back for this event. You have some very eminent guest speakers, plus most of the cabinet will be in attendance at one stage or another today. And as you said, there are many things that will be discussed at the moment, given the huge uncertainty around the global economic situation and the tariffs that have been threatened by the Trump administration, the latest one you were discussing earlier on, in relation to movies and film and what have you. Another thing that should be high on the agenda today will be the ongoing conflict in Israel, between Israel and Gaza. And I suppose the words of Michael Ryan, who eloquently spoke in Geneva over the course of the weekend and described what was going on at the moment as an abomination, would probably have some resonance at the conference today. There will be a discussion on Ukraine. Tariffs will also feature in the discussion. So all the big issues that are affecting Ireland at present will be discussed there. Incidentally, in Cabinet today, it looks like Simon Harris will be bringing a memorandum to government to ensure that CETA gets ratified in Ireland. That's the trade agreement between Ireland and Canada that was struck down by the Supreme Court in 2022 over the fact that its arbitration court effectively bypassed the role of the Irish High Court. They have correcting legislation ready to go, and it looks like the government is intent on getting CETA ratified by the end of the year. That's another response to what's happening in America.
Well, we'll be speaking about the Canadian Prime Minister in just a moment, but I see once again that Simon Harris at the Global Irish Summit has said, Harry, that they're going to focus on new opportunities and alternative markets. Now, he has said that we have a number of plans to help protect Ireland in the midst of this tariff strategy from the United States. But that focus very much seems to be on finding new places to sell our stuff.
Indeed, and David Murphy was reporting earlier this morning about the kind of the different scenarios that will happen if, say, a 10% global summit is applied with a 60% summit in China and other scenarios. And each of them, none of them are particularly rosy in terms of prognosis. What the Irish government intends to do, Claire, is to look at the Middle East, India and the Far East, and there will be a huge uptick in activity by Irish agencies involved in trade, in export, in industrial activity in all of those countries, with a huge emphasis on Japan, on all the Southeast Asian economies. China as well is another country where there's going to be increased involvement in terms of trade and investment. And India has also come into the reckoning as a country with which Ireland can do more trade and can have greater economic activity. I think it's trying to make sure, to use the old phrase, that we don't have too many eggs in the one basket. I think the current crisis has given us a kind of stark reminder that a lot of our economic policy at the moment revolves around the performance of the US economy and our relationship with the US. And I think there is a very noticeable diversification strategy that's underway and at full tilt at present.
All right, big job of work there. Harry, thanks so much. Harry McGee there from the Irish Times.